The Story of Merck and Mars. Sonny Darnell has proposed to Mars, and it looks as though he won't be satisfied with no for an answer. As a matter of fact, it was Mert who gave him his answer, not Marge. Still, anything can happen. Sonny and Marge will continue to see each other every day at the Hayfield Theater, and their romance may blossom. In just a moment, we'll see what's going on as we join our two chorus girl heroines for another exciting episode in the story of Mert and Marge. Hayfield Pleasures is a great show, a definite Broadway hit. But even hits need constant work. After a few weeks, the cast is bound to let down a bit. To avoid any possibility of staleness, Ray Hunt has called a rehearsal of the Chick Chicks. As we come backstage, we find the girls, under the direction of their chorus captain, Myrtle Spear, polishing their routine.
Wait a minute, Tommy. Hold it, please. Listen, girls. Will you listen? We've got to go through this finish again.
Now, what's the matter with it, Spears?
Our lines aren't straight. When we go into the stair formation, we're supposed to spell the words, I love you, eight little letters. It looks like pig Latin. Nobody judges spaces.
Well, I do, Mert.
Well, you don't. And, Gwen, when you pick up your feet, lay them down again and pick them up again, please.
Oh.
She better, or Hunt will keep us here all day. That dame would slow up a snail race.
Come on now, snap into it, kids. Please watch your spaces.
Oh,
Tommy, pick up the ending. Now all of us, into the letters.
Well, for once, you got it right. You weren't so hot yourself, dear.
Well, Billy, I don't feel so hot.
Oh, are we going to rehearse any more, Myrtle?
I don't think so, Margie. We've gone through all the numbers. The tap dance is what Hunt was kicking about. That's why we went over it again.
I wonder if Hunt wants us any longer. I got a date.
Well, Mr. Hunt isn't here. Pat said he left a few minutes ago to catch a train for somewhere.
Well, are we through then, Mert?
Oh, just a minute, girls. Look, Mr. Hunt's written a note on the call board. I'm sorry I've had to call this rehearsal, but you are getting very careless.
Please keep your mind on your work.
I have to go out of town for a few days, and please don't let
me down while I'm away.
Oh, nuts.
Will you get that?
Oh, gosh, let's hurry and get into our street clothes, Myrtle. I want to get out and get some fresh air.
Well, I'm going to see Jack Arnold for a minute up on the stage after we change, Margie.
Oh.
He phoned just before I left for rehearsal that he wanted to talk to me, and he said he'd meet me over here at the theater. Come on, open the door, honey. You're blocking traffic.
Oh, okay.
I sure got a lot of nerve calling three rehearsals in 1 week.
Well, the show has to be right, Billy. This isn't a one-night stand turkey.
Well, you'll probably be hitting the road soon, Jerry. You can't last forever in the big time at your age.
Say, Margie, I saw Sonny Darnell this morning before rehearsal, and he told me something awful cute.
Well, what did he tell you, Gwen?
He told me that maybe you and he were going to get engaged, and he did.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not so. I'm not going to be engaged to anybody. Myrtle says I'm too young.
Say, Spear, you certainly run everybody, don't you?
Well, she won't be engaged if I have anything to do about it.
Well, it was my first proposal anyway, and I feel flattered.
Gee, I think that's funny. I've been engaged 9 times.
Well, now, there's nothing funny about it. Sonny may be very serious about his proposal, but it isn't going to be. And that's that.
Say, Marge, don't let that dame pin you down all your life.
Why don't you mind your own business, Billy?
Now, that's gratitude for you. Here I'm at.
Said he was going out of town. I wonder where he's going.
Probably going to spend the weekend with his wife.
I heard they were separated. Maybe they're going to be reconciliation.
You mean maybe they'll make up, Gwen?
Well, that's what I mean, Margie, but I'll bet they won't.
Well, why not? She's his wife, and I've heard she's had a pretty raw deal for years.
Well, I heard that she was... Well, I mean, Mr. Arnold said...
Margie, what are you talking about?
Hey, that kid knows more than her ABCs, doesn't she?
She doesn't know anything about Mr. Hunt's wife. Do you, Billy?
Well, I've got a friend that lives where she does, and she writes to me once in a while.
What does she say?
Awfully interested, aren't you?
Not at all.
Not much. Well, my friend says Hunt's wife is an invalid and that Mrs. Hunt told her Ray Hunt was a natural-born wolf.
Oh, he's no such thing, Billy. Why, he never looks at anybody, but...
Margie, will you keep still?
Oh, I'm sorry, Myrtle. Guess I've always got my mouth open.
And sticking your foot into it.
And where does Mrs. Hunt live, Billy?
Well, she's lived a lot of places on account of her health. Generally migrates with the ducks in the winter, but right now she's at Lake Placid.
You seem to know a lot about Mrs. Hunt, Billy.
Only what my friend writes me.
Well, do you write to her often?
Oh, the last time was about... Say, Spear, are you trying to pump me?
You don't find any chance when you write to your friend. Tell her all about the show and what goes on, do you?
Sure. I tell her all the gossip and we dish the dirt back and forth.
Margie, go up and talk to Jack Arnold. Tell him I'll be up in a few minutes.
All right, Merle. Hey, come on, Gwen.
All right, Margie, I'm coming. Now, don't you two get to arguing again, Merle. I'll see you tonight.
Bye, Gwen. Say, Spear, all the girls have left. Come on, let's go. What's the use of our arguing?
Billy, you and I made up our differences a few weeks ago, didn't we?
Sure we did. We've been getting along great, don't you think so, Mert?
I don't know, Billy. I got a sneaking hunch that it's some kind of a game you're playing.
What do you mean?
Well, you got out of that mix-up regarding that article that was in the blot after the Houston gang raid.
I told you, Mert, I don't know a thing about that affair.
I'm not so sure.
You heard Arnold and Hunt say they believed I'd nothing to do with it.
Well, you probably didn't know they were going to pull a raid that night. But I do think you knew Jaime Arntz was going to write that article in the blog. He had a couple of days' time before publication.
If you know all the answers, Mert, why ask me?
And another thing, Billy. I have a pretty good idea as to who gave Jaime Arntz that picture of me that was on the front page.
Well, who did?
I think you gave it to him.
Me? Why, you're crazy. You've got hallucinations.
The picture is one I had taken last season. I gave one to you and wrote down at the bottom, best wishes to Billy. I wrote it with white ink.
Well, what about it? What's so wonderful about white ink?
I still have that front page from the blot. You want to see it, Billy? I have it right here in my purse. Now, just take a look at that. Can you see it way down in the corner? Well, they forgot to block it out. Can you see the words, best wishes to B.I.? The rest is out.
But that doesn't mean a thing.
I guess I know my own handwriting.
Okay, what are you going to do about it?
Then you're not denying it.
I'm not saying anything.
Well, I'm not going to do anything about it outside of telling Jack Arnold and Ray Hunt. I got something else much more important to talk to you about.
You're not going to talk any more to me. I'm leaving.
You come back here until I get through with you.
Oh, Myrtle. Myrtle and I are getting tired waiting for you.
Come in here, Jack, will you please?
Certainly, Myrtle. What's the trouble?
Jack, when you saw that picture of me on the front page of the blog, did you take a good look at it?
Why, no, I didn't. I just glanced at it.
Well, here's the page. What do you see way down there in the corner?
Huh? Well, let me see. Why, some lettering in white. Yeah. Make out best wishes to... There's a capital B and a small I.
Jack, I gave that picture to Billy DeVere last season. Doesn't that prove that she was the one who gave it to Jaime Arntz?
Well, it certainly looks that way.
Look, I can't waste any more time gabbing with a suspicious dame. I gotta go.
You're not gonna leave here until we find out something about this other matter. I just want to prove to Jack how deceitful you are.
Oh, Myrtle, don't have any arguments.
Now, this is a showdown, Margie and Jack, and I want you both to listen. I've known about the picture for some time, and I let it pass just to avoid trouble.
Say, Spear, you can't keep me here. You're not the FBI, you know.
Hadn't you better listen, Billy?
We can talk about it some other time. I'm busy now.
It won't keep, Billy. Jack, she's admitted that she writes to a friend of hers that lives at the same place as Mrs. Hunt at Lake Placid.
Mm-hmm.
She also said she writes her all the gossip of the show.
Yes, Myrtle, go on.
She said she wrote to this friend of hers about 2 weeks ago. And that was just about the time that article appeared in that column about Ray and me.
Mrs. Hunt could buy the mirror anywhere, couldn't she?
Well, it stands to reason, Jack. If Billy's so deceitful about that picture in the blot, she'd go to any lengths making trouble for me with Mrs. Hunt. Billy, do you know that I've been receiving a threatening letter from Mrs. Hunt? And since then, a letter from her attorney? Have you got that letter with you, Jack?
Well, yes, I think I have, Myrtle.
Well, read it, will you?
I'll read just part of it. Mrs. Hunt has in her possession letters written by a member of Hayfield's Pleasures advising of the infidelity of Ray Hunt, lawful husband of Catherine Hunt. Said writer of letters to be called as chief witness should Catherine Hunt bring suit for divorce against her husband, Ray Hunt, naming you, Myrtle Spear, as correspondent.
Did you hear that, Billy? What's it got to do with me?
No one but you wrote those letters.
You're a natural-born troublemaker. There's one on every show.
Don't get so excited, Myrtle.
Let Myrtle alone, Margie.
Billy, you're going to sit down and you're going to write to that woman and tell her that everything you've written before is a lie.
What do you take me for, your private stooge?
I'm not fooling with you, Billy DeVere. You're not going to ruin my reputation and let me get in wrong with Hayfield. You're going to write that letter.
And who's going to make me do it?
I may persuade you, Billy.
And I'll help you too, Myrtle.
I don't need any help. You write that letter, and I'll read it before you send it. And you'll write it today.
Try and make me.
If you don't, Billy DeVere,
you'll let go of me.
Oh, Myrtle, please.
Let her alone, Margie.
If you don't write that letter, I'll shoot the very light out of you.
Certainly coming to light. Now we know how Jaime Arntz got Mert's picture that he printed on the front page of the Blot, and how Mrs. Hunt has been receiving inaccurate information regarding her husband and Mert. Don't fail to hear the next exciting chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.